Yogurt remains my secret weapon. Ever since Dr. Miracle first prescribed 2 servings a day, it's been a no-brainer snack and dessert. We didn't eat much yogurt at home when I grew up. We preferred Petit Suisse, a soft white cheese that we would sprinkle with cocoa powder. We didn't drink raw milk either, except during the summers in the country at my grandmother's house. She kept cows, and every evening before going to bed, we had to drink un bol, the breakfast big bowl of fresh milk, still warm from the source. At home, we also had our dairy requirement via custard, flan, crème anglaise, pudding, and all the warm, savory dishes, mostly served in winter, using milk as a cooked ingredient. Yogurt is actually better for you than any of these dairy products. Doctors typically recommend that patients on antibiotics, destroyers of intestinal flora, eat 1 serving with each meal. 1 gram of basic yogurt has something like 10 million live bacteria, vital to your digestive well-being. For me, yogurt took a little getting used to. The fruit and fillings did not exist in those days. Given my diagnosed sweet tooth, the classic yaourt nature was not immediately a palatable substitute for dessert. So Dr. Miracle said I could add 1/2 teaspoon of honey or a sprinkle of wheat germ. In the spring, a moderately sweetened rhubarb compote spiked with cinnamon worked well, as did a mix of succulent strawberries or raspberries. There were days when I had nothing in my pantry to add, following his tip not to stock offenders. And that's when I started surrendering to the pleasures of plain yogurt. Nothing tastes quite like it, that combination of tartness and creaminess. While still a student, I would travel in Greece on $5 a day during the summer. I had studied modern Greek, so I liked to stay at homes and practice speaking with natives. The furnishings were Spartan, rarely more than a shower and a bed, and more often a mattress laid on the terrace roof, as this was high season and many families would take in several foreign students. Since I spoke the language, however, the astonished family often spoiled me with a bed. Sometimes they wouldn't even charge me, but always they would invite me into their kitchen in the morning for a glass of water, a demi-tasse of that very strong Greek coffee, called Turkish in most other places, and a yogurt. One summer in Crete, I stayed with a kindly and petite wife of a sea captain. She told me that when he was away, she practically lived on yogurt and fruit except for a small piece of fish and some greens at dinner. Skipping the cheap, greasy tavernas, I started going to the tiny grocery stores near the beach and would buy my lunch, yogurt and a peach. The peaches were perfectly in season, luscious and with an almost liquory juiciness. After 10 days following a program, walking and swimming each day, I left Crete floating in my clothes. I later discovered I'd lost 3 pounds, yet have rarely felt so pampered since. Of course, nothing equals a yogurt from Crete, made with goat's milk. In the good old days, autumn meant apples and nuts piling up from our orchard. Luckily, my mother knew countless ways of using them. It's one of the true pleasures of the season, biting into a fresh apple before it's had a chance to dehydrate or grow mealy. Fortunately, distribution of apples in season has greatly improved in the U.S., and good apples move fast enough that even a better supermarket may prove a good source. The crunch of a good apple following a meal may furnish just the right counterpoint to the preceding textures. Remember, it's not just our stomach, but our mouth too, that we need to satisfy. Sometimes compulsive eating is more a nervous urge simply to ingest and to chew than actual hunger, and they are easy on the calorie count. As kids, we always preferred cooked apples to raw, so especially on those days when she was serving a soup or entree less popular with the kids, my mother made sure to motivate us with this dessert, which seemed much more luxurious than it was. She'd also make delicious applesauce that was served as a little snack when we came back from school.